study from Sfat Emet on Shavuot, the Sfat Emet on Chag Shavuot, Shnat Tav Reish Lamed Gimel, for the end of Shnat Tav Reish Lamed Gimel, page 294 in these editions of the Sfat Emet. The paragraph begins, Inyan Kriya Megillah Drus Veshuot. There are so many different reasons explaining why we read Megillah Drus. And there is a particular path that's taken here by the Sfat Emet, and truthfully, even before the Sfat Emet, by others, so that he's really picking up where others, I wouldn't say left off, but where others had begun and had said, for example, that the Megillah has so much to do with Torah being practiced by Yidden, and Torah Chesed being practiced by Yidden. And a lot of it, indeed, about Torah Shebal Peh, as the Sfat Emet is going to explain. There's a fascinating B'nai Yisachar, where the B'nai Yisachar says that the emergence of Malchus, the fact that from the story of Ruth and Boaz comes David HaMelech, Malchus, we learn in Tikkunei Zohar, is dependent on Peh. If you look at the body and say, well, where is the part of the body that represents Malchus? The answer to that is Peh. It's the mouth. Because it's the mouth that expresses the desire, the direction, the instruction. Malchus and Peh are tied one with the other. And because of that, everything that we have here in the explanations of why it's so important to read Megillah Drus, beginning with this B'nai Yisachar, continuing tonight with the Sfat Emet, is going to be about Torah Shebal Peh. It's going to be about the fact that we have to look at Zman Matan Torah Seinu, not only as the time that the Torah Shebichtav was given, but of course, it's the time when Torah Shebal Peh was given. All the Torah was given. And of course, it's a process that is ongoing, because every time we learn and give pshat, meaning new life to words of Torah, we are continuing the expansion of the Olam of Torah Shebal Peh. The Chaye Olam Nata B'Sechenu means that every time we say another pshat, a new insight, we're expanding and revealing the Torah Shebal Peh. And the idea, therefore, of Malchus is tied in to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, that Malchus which we have to listen to and listen for, and the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it continues to be in his gala, as it continues to become revealed. So that the Keshet of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichtav, it becomes tighter and more makushar through Chag Shavuot and through reading about the emergence of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is, of course, representative of Torah Shebal Peh, and David HaMelech, we know, passed away on Shavuot. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamala Yimeim Shel Tzadikim, their lives are complete, that would mean he was born on Shavuot as well. So all of this is discussed in the B'nai Yisachar. The concretization of it here in the Sfat Emet is very interesting, because he points out to where, only because of Torah Shebal Peh, the story of Ruth and Boaz unfolds the way it does. Let's see it inside. Shehu inyan Torah Shebal Peh. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mevakeh shebnei Yisrael b'maaseihem. Because Baruch Hu wants that with what we do and how we are mekayeh the mitzvos haTorah, yaksifu al haTorah shebichtav, that we expand on the Torah shebichtav in how we interpret it and then how we put it into practice. Ki harei, maisa tzadik and hen Torah. The maisim of a tzadik and how the tzadik lives life is Torah. How they interpret every word of Torah and bring it to life in action. That's Torah. It has to be carefully followed. And we watch very carefully. And then how they make something become concretized, become actualized. That's Torah. And then he gives us the most really obvious example in the Megillah, in the Megillah's Rus. The Nasa Mimaita Boyaz Verus, Megillah. The very story of Boyaz Verus is a Megillah, meaning it became part of Torah Shebichtav, became part of the Ksuvim, Shehu B'Ruach HaKodesh. But it became that way through Ruach HaKodesh. That itself is how you expanded Torah Shebichtav
through Ruach HaKodesh.
This is an ongoing process.
Meaning that every time somebody learns a Lach Gemara, every time somebody has a Chiddush in Torah, that reality has now come to life. It was there, potentially, and now it's been given life.
And if it's practiced by someone, so, you know, that's again, it's being given life.
It's coming into reality.
And this, he now says, is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he gave us the Torah and introduced the Aseret Dibros with the following verse. Vayidaber Elokim et kol hadavarim ha'ela lemor.
Now we know what lemor means. Lemor always means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it and tells usually Moshe, sometimes Moshe and Aaron, lemor, to repeat it and teach it to us.
The question is, introducing the Aseret Dibros, the pasuk says that Hashem spoke lemor.
Lemor to who?
He spoke to all of us at Har Sinai.
So who is it? Who's the lemor?
This question was asked and is discussed. It's discussed by the Baal HaTanya. Because there's nobody else but us there, and we certainly are not giving all of Torah over to the rest of mankind. In the regular psukim where it says lemor, it's Moshe, lemor, to tell it to us. But it says Panim El Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to us. So to whom was he saying lemor?
The people insisted they wanted to hear.
And they
yes.
The original plan was that Hashem said he was just going to give it over to Moshe.
The original plan was to give it to all of us. The original plan was to give it to all of us. Am Yisrael then said, after we heard the first two dibros, we started to understand that we may not be able to, and we were too scared to continue, and then we asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be the interlocutor and let him bring the rest of the dibros to us. But he was talking to us directly at Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why does it say lemor? So the Sassanus is a beautiful
Pirish. Shebnei Yisrael yomru me'atzmon kidvar v'ayelot.
That's the point of that pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah and he said, here's a Torah. I want you to speak out this Torah. I want you to talk about the following.
So that's why the pasuk right before Nochesh and Lekecha, it says v'ayidav relikim. It's called v'varim v'ayelot.
Because God said all of this to us, lemor, so that we should say, the explanation of all of this that is Torah she'pichsav, lemor, you, Am Yisrael, you say it, you discuss it, you expand upon it with more insight and deeper understanding and more kedushim and more kedushim. That's why he says lemor. V'ein k'sid asher nosan lanu teras emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's like in the Tiyah, that's like something planted in us. So the words of Torah that we understand become a part of us, and as we study them, they grow, and their real meaning becomes a reality and becomes actualized in what we say and in how we practice the Torah. That's Chai Olam Nota. Like you put a seed in the ground, and the plant and the flower beautifully comes forth. V'hu teresh al peh. That's what Chai Olam Nota B'Sechenu. Teresh al peh. Shemitzad zeh miyukar haTorah l'bnei Yisrael. And that's the unique part of the Torah that's only ours. The teresh al peh, unfortunately, has become translated, and it, people claim it's theirs too. What do they call it? A Bible. As if it belongs to them. Apparently the Ritzon HaBoreh was that they should know about it. And even if they lay claim to it, the real Torah is its meaning, which is Torah Sheva'al Peh. That's only ours. Not only is it only ours, but only we received it. Only we are capable of understanding it, of bringing it out, of finding it. Only we know how to mine the treasures that are Torah Sheva'al Peh by studying it. And by really having the sense of love for it, by having a Yiddish in the Shema, we study a Pasuk, we study a Mitzvah, we study a Masechta, and it becomes alive. But that's because of something that's intrinsic in who we are and what we are. That's what he's about to say. He says it beautifully. It's something that's Meyuchet, this Torah Shabbat Peh is singularly only ours, Meyuchet and Torah of Bnei Yisrael, because of Torah Shabbat Peh. We have that unique, specific mind, the Jewish mind and soul, lachasig sifrei haTorah, to reach even to that part of Torah that's not written up in words verbatim, that's not revealed that way,
Shenista. It's not there. Vayinim Mefurish Bataira. It's not overtly present in the words of the Pasuk, but we know that it's there. It's there. Whatever mitzvah, whatever interpretation, we have not only a Mesirah, a tradition of how to learn that Pasuk, how to understand the words, but we have something that's alive. Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. When somebody came up with a good Kiddush in the Gemara, we often read that Gemara has the Rebbe call the Talmud, Moshe, he said that very good. Kind of the Kamut Pa'amim in Shas, that the Rebbe says, you know, Moshe, he said very good. Because that means that the idea of understanding that you have is the living Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kayah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to us that's manifesting itself again in this Talmud of Torah, in this Chacham, at this time, right now, no matter how many generations beyond Moshe's time. Now, you should know also, it's important to understand what Sasemis means is when we get up to the Torah, when we come up and have an Aliyah, the first bracha before the Aliyah is Asher Baruch Avonim, we call Amin, Benosu Lanu Es Terasai. He gave us a Torah. And then we read the Ksuvi. But then there's a bracha after. But if it's a bracha on the mitzvah, then we would have to make that bracha before the creed. But no, there's a bracha after. What kind of bracha is that? If it's a bracha of praise of Shabbat, then you can also praise before you do the mitzvah. Like you light a neir of tanya. There's two brachas. There's one on the mitzvah and there's one on the neis and on the Shabbat. And thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a bracha of Shas and Nisi. Why is there a bracha after reading the Torah? Because you read the Torah Shebichtav, but we're not done. Now that we have a Torah Shebichtav, the next step is, what does it mean? That which I just read in my Aliyah, I'm just getting started. There's something that's going to go on and on and on that's been begun with these three or more that I just read. And that is, the words of Torah Shebichtav that we read in that Aliyah are the seeds of a beginning planted in the fertile soul of a Jew from which the mind and heart of that Yid will give rise to much more understanding and much more Yiddish life in practice, because what the Torah we just read said is now going to be studied, understood, practiced, and grow. Hence the bracha after the Aliyah. And hence that bracha reads, Ashenaf Zalman Taras Anas, because you just read something that has been now put down into the soil that is a Jewish mind and soul, and from there now it's going to grow all the Torah Shabbat, all the understanding. Yes. Now he gets into the specifics. Says a beautiful thing, and it's really not hard to understand. That's what Boaz was all about. And why his name, Boaz, the Ibra, Chazal tell us, Boaz is called Boaz. He had a certain strength, the strength of Torah, to do what? To paskin and understand, to marry Ruth. Behind him, Shehayamamim v'divrei chachomim, he had a munas chachomim when they were Jewish. Layavai Amon Moyev means Amoyni. The male of nation Ammon may not marry our daughters. But lo Ammonim, that doesn't apply to the daughters of Ammon and Moab. So that's why Ruth is absolutely muteret Floyd. Absolutely to be married in this Yibum that Boaz does. Whereas, the other individual, right, Plony as he's called in the Megillah, he's not so sure. He said, no. And I have to preserve the purity of my bloodline. Boaz didn't have a suffix for Dover Kiploni. He didn't have any doubts about it, like Ploni did. Shabbat, where that other person said, Pen Ashis es Nachalosi, Pirish Rashi, Zarvi. I can't adulterate my purity of my bloodline and have children from a Moavi. Can't do a thing like that. Says Boaz, what are you talking about? There's a Teresh Baal Peh. Doesn't say that an Ammonis or a Moabis is also only an Ammoni or Moabi, only the male. Everybody else is going, wow, really? I mean, look at that. Yes, it was a very big deal, because it was the first time that anyone took that halacha and said, that's not a theory, that's not a maybe or an idea, or it's as much the Torah as is that the male is usher. And it's as much the Torah as Shabbat that says that the male is usher. The Torah Shabbat that says that the female is muteris, that's Torah. And he has full faith in that Torah Shabbat. And he continues this five times. He says, Vahu, Adarav, he, but, to the contrary, Haya Sameach Vidal. He was so happy. Laharos, to show all of Klal Yisrael, all of the great men of Yehuda, the Torah isn't what you think when you open up and read a pasuk. That's not the Torah. That's the outer shell. The real Torah is the meaning of it, the understanding of it as we use it in real practice life. From where? From a Messiah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Yud Gimel and Midos, Shad Torah and Midrashus by. That's Torah. So that was what brought out David HaMelech into the world. Was the insistence on the Munas Chacham. So the Sfasemis' point is that it's not just, you know, loosely, you know, that David HaMelech is Malchus, and Malchus is that part of the body associated with Malchus' Peh. Peh meaning Torah Sheval Peh, the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. It was what Boaz stood for. It was what Boaz did when he married Ruth. The Munas Chachamim who yisoyed Torah Sheval Peh. That's the whole foundation of it. What would we be if not the Torah Shabbat? Where would we be? We wouldn't have the Yiddish debt that we have. Not only would we not have the understanding of how to do the mitzvahs, we wouldn't be the people that we are. We wouldn't be the same people. Shabbos wouldn't be the way we be Shabbos to understand. For example, that you're supposed to have comments. How important is it? Because those who believe in Torah understand Oy Shavai Reish means on Shabbos. But that the fire and the warmth and the heat and the comfort that you can have prepared for us before Shabbos, absolutely mutter. And to us, at this point, it's a mitzvah to show that we're going to have something warm, as long as it's prepared correctly. As an example. There's another very interesting thing in the Megillah about a din in Torah Shabbat Peh. I think that if we understand Rashi, that's what Rashi is trying to tell us. It says in the Megillah at the end, I believe, of the first parak, that Ruth and Naomi come back to Beit Lachem, B'tchilas K'tir HaSa'irim. B'tchilas K'tir HaSa'irim, when the very beginning of the harvest of barley was beginning in Beit Lachem. B'tchilas K'tir HaSa'irim. You know, as the Mudraham says, so that's the reason. That's the reason why we read on Shavuos, because Shavuos is the time toward the end of that season where you are transferring, so to speak, going from the harvest of barley to the harvest of wheat. But what is much more to Rashi on that topic. Tila, seriously, Rashi says it wasn't just the time when the farmers were now finally, you know, allowed to go out into their fields and harvest the barley. You know what that's tied up with? Pirish, Rashi says, Ksiras Ha'omer. Now, a little known halacha, Rama Paskins in Hilchos Tamid Numasachim. Is a farmer allowed to begin to harvest his barley in March, in April? You know what it depends on? Ksiras Ha'omer. Until the Omer HaTnufa is cut, the first Ksira, Reishis, Ksira has to be Omer brought in the Beit HaMikdash. That applies not to the Kohanim or to Yehuda or a person living in a particular place. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, there are those who say it may apply in Chutz La'aretz. Because much of Beit HaMikdash or Yekayim, nothing to talk about. A farmer would not be allowed to start harvesting his barley crop until Tet Zayin Nisan. And if you weren't sure whether they processed it in the Beit HaMikdash, you have to wait till Yud Zayin. So when it says that they came back to Beit Lechem and it was Tchilas Ktsir Sa'irim, and Rashi says Pirish Ktsiras Ha'omer, he's talking about a very specific halachic date, and that was a date that was very firmly, carefully observed by the farmers Yehuda in Beit Lechem, who were sure to start then, but not before, the Ketzir Ha'Emer. Beautiful. And what's that tied up with? The first major transgression of the Tzedukim and by Susan, who denied Torah Sheval Peh. Everybody knows what did the Tzedukim and by Susan say? It says in the Torah, Mimacharas HaShavos. Independent. Then you're supposed to do the Ha'Emer at the Nufa the Sunday after the Shabbos, after Pesach. No, no, that's not Torah Sheval Peh. Torah Sheval Ksav, maybe. Not Torah Sheval Peh. Mimacharas HaShavos means after the day of rest, that is the first day of Pesach. First day of Chol HaMoed, that's the day when you do the Ha'Emer HaTnufa. So when Rashi references, not just that they were harvesting barley, and he says, Reishit or Tchilas Ktsiras Ha'Emer means Pirish Ktsiras Ha'Emer, he's already telling us about how they were observing something which was very much a part of Torah Sheval Peh. Remarkably so. It was the first major incident, yet many years later, of a transgression of a whole body of Jews who denied it. That's why Rashi emphasizes it. The Dagesh is on that they were doing it in accordance with an interpretation of when does the Ketzir Sa'irim begin? After the Ha'Emer HaTanufa has been brought, not before. When is the Ha'Emer HaTanufa? When is the Tchila Ketzir Sa'irim? That's what Rus is about. The Megillah is about this beauty and importance of Torah Sheval Peh. Vehu, let's continue. Vehu, inyan emes v'amuna. That's the idea of emes v'amuna that we say, like we're about to say soon in Brachas Kriya Shema of Maariv. Because Torah Sheval Ksav mefurish v'li hasner. That it's right there. It's in front of us. In Loshon HaKodesh, here, study it, know it. But what does it mean? Acharotin b'nei Yisrael ba'ilam ha'shafal hazeh was wanted of b'nei Yisrael and asked for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expected of us is lavoi el ha'emes al yidei amuna. I want you to embrace the Torah that you have to study and you have to learn and that you have to believe in. You have to believe in the Chachamim. You have to believe that there's so much more than meets the eye. And he says on the next page, ki hayetza hara ma'itzaratzmei al zeh lahosir ha'emuna min ha'adam. The Yitzhara wants to take away our Amuna. All of our Amuna. Our Amuna in Hashem and Amuna in Torah. It's very hard to take away Amuna in Torah. Here it is, the Pasuk says it. You know where the Yitzhara can insinuate itself? Chalila in Torah Sheval Peh. But doesn't say in the Pasuk. Is that really what it means? That's what Chazal say. Why did they say Chalila? To separate, to break the Kesher of Yitzhara and Sheval Peh. Chalila, to think that any aspect of Torah Sheval Peh is Maruchat Mehashem Yisbarach. Now he's going to go into something else for another time. In fact, the Yitzhar even says about our davening and our learning, you think that it's important? You think you really value what you're doing in your learning and your davening? You know what that is? That's the Yitzhar. And he goes on to say, we can't even imagine how great it is in Hashem's eyes, as it were, when we learn, when we delve into His Torah, when we dive into Him, and understand how much it means universally, cosmically. Yitzhar says, come on, don't make so much of yourself. No, I'm not making much of myself, it's not me, it's Hashem's Torah. That's Emuna is that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares that much about our feeling for understanding Torah, our belief in the importance of understanding Torah, how much it means to us to be a part of those who sit and learn, how much it means to Him, that it means much to us. And all of this kesher of Torah Sheval Ksav and Torah Sheval Peh is why we have this marvelous Megillah, which the Sfasemis just showed us, has so much to do with the embrace of and putting into practice the best of Torah Sheval Peh. And so, what we do on Shavuot is read this Megillah, being reminded of the fact that the Torah Sheval Ksav and the Torah Sheval Peh are two parts of an inseparable whole. And that great insistence on that whole, including the Torah Sheval Peh, gave rise to Malchus HaSavid and the Kiyum and Mirz Hashem of Vayarim Kerem Mashiach. Everybody should be blessed in Mirz Hashem with a beautiful Amen.